Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Wednesday afternoon. No Tim Hasselbeck this week. He joins us every Wednesday at noon, and hopefully he'll be back with us next week for a segment so we can talk a little bit of NFL news with him. Chris Mason in the fourth and final hour. Normally he's at 1 o'clock. He'll be pushed a little bit later today, so he'll join us at 1:30. We brought up Jadeveon Clowney at the end of last hour. He's come out with a video. He's been working out. He's ready to go.
Sounds like you've been working out too.
I have. I had to race upstairs.
It's good.
A little bit out of shape.
I fixed the guitar, so good.
Stairmaster?
Might want to hit that because clearly I'm out of shape. But Clowney is in shape, according to him. Here's what he had to say.
I might have a little more than expected. I don't know if people think I'm hurting because of what I went through because of the core or previous years or what didn't hurt. I don't know. But I just want to let people know I'm ready. I'm going to be ready to go whenever time comes. And whoever I sign with, I'm going to get the best version of me. I'm working. I'm staying ahead of schedule. I'm working. And I'm going to be ready to go when training camp starts. And whoever I sign to is just looking for the best of Jadeveon Clowney to come out there and perform and leave it all on the field.
Couple things that stand out to me. One, it seems like Clowney's been listening, or his agent has been listening, to what people are saying about his client. And he's relaying that back to him, or Clowney has heard it. Or maybe both. Because whenever you have to tell people, especially when you're someone out there that's commanding top dollar at first, which he's not going to get now, which makes you think in your mind – your camp is elite. If you view yourself as elite and you have to tell people you're going to get the best of me, there's a problem.
Yeah.
There's a problem. Why are you telling us that that whoever lands you is going to get the best version of you? When this story first came out, when you hit the free agent market, you were telling us you were elite.
And
you want a top dollar. You're commanding big time money because you're elite. I don't recall elite people or elite players making sure that they tell everybody, you're going to get the best version of me. Oh, have we not always gotten the best version of you? So that stood out to me. It seems like for sure that his camp or Clowney or both have been listening to what people are saying, whether it's sports talk radio, whether it's the internet, whether it's television, whether it's teams that are telling his agent, yeah, we're interested in your client, but, man, we're not interested in your price. And these are the reasons why. That stood out to me. What about you guys?
I think it's a fair point that you're making, and it definitely tells me that he's disappointed with the offers that are out there in terms of dollars. It may not be – he may be interested in the teams that have shown interest, but at the same time, he wants to get paid. This is probably his last big payday for sure, right?
See, I don't know. And he wants to maximize. I don't know if I agree with that. I think at this point, I mean, yes, eventually, but I think at this point he almost has to – he's not going to get it here, so he needs to take a one-year deal and do a one-year prove-it deal, and then he might get his payday. That's what I mean by
that. That would be interesting, a one-year prove-it deal. So let me ask you guys this.
He's not getting 20.
Maybe we should put it out to the listeners. Do the Titans fans want the Titans to sign Clowney? I mean, who else?
Because now the draft is over, right? We had these conversations before the draft.
Right, this is it. This is it. I mean, and Logan Ryan's gone now. So there's not this thing of, well, maybe they could take the money and spend it on Ryan. This is their squad.
Yeah.
And there is a need there at his position. Do they want Clowney?
Well, I'd be interested what people say to that. We talked about this earlier on the rundown, and Mike called in and said, well, why not look at Everson Griffin, who's been with Minnesota his entire career, older player, 32, but can give you, you know, what you're looking for in Clowney. And I hadn't really thought about him. I think it's a good option. But I believe if you can get Clowney on a 1 or a 2 year deal at, let's say, Darren, you threw out there 2 years, $30 million guaranteed. So essentially 15 a year, would you do it? And we've all said, yeah, or you and I said, yeah, that we would. I stand by that. Now, you know, if I got him for 12, that'd be even better. I still stand by that. But to your point, going out and doing a news story, it was with Fox 26, showing him working out, showing him looking good, him doing the interview and saying, yep, I feel good, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to play at an elite level. Yeah, he and his agent got together. You're not getting the offers that you want, so we need to do some PR work. We need to make you look good. So that's exactly what this is. And it's desperate now. And sometimes you have to do that. But he hasn't been signed. You can cite that, all right, because they couldn't get him in for a physical, that probably has delayed things, and there's some truth to that. Who knows what this looks like if free agency is somewhat normal, but this is where he is right now, and so getting him on tape, getting him on video was probably the best course of action. We'll see if it actually works, though.
He went on to also say that I'll just let you hear it, that he's not in a rush to sign. I don't know if I believe that, but here's what Clowney said.
I got a few, but the process for me is really just weighing my options and taking my time. I ain't in no rush right now. I know with what's going on right now in the world with the coronavirus and everything, it's a slow process until the team really can see in me and seeing what I got and to give me physicals and everything. So I ain't in no rush. I just waiting on the right opportunity and the right timing for me. It's all about timing and opportunity, so... just stay focused and stay locked in, stay working, and it's going to present itself when the time is right.
Yeah, I don't believe that he's not in a rush, because I don't believe you'd be putting out all this stuff if you weren't in a rush. I think he's starting to get a little bit of happy feet. And he's probably because my guess is they're nowhere near the numbers that they thought. Do I think it's going to be 10 to 12 million? No, you're not getting Clowney for that. But do I believe the number that I've thrown out there is pretty reasonable, pretty much probably where it's going to end up? Yeah, I think about 15 million, 14, 15 million is somewhere in that range, maybe 16. Nah, probably not 16. I think it's going over 15. I think 15 is a good number. I still feel good about offering him 2 years, 30 million, 15 a year. I think the Titans should sign up for that. I don't know if Clowney will sign up, but I also think Clowney at this point and his side of his people, they're going to have to. I mean, they're already coming down, I would think. Or maybe they're not, and maybe that's why he's not even close to signing. But, you know, this was brought up yesterday. Didn't one of you say that Seattle had given away his number already?
I thought, yeah. I saw that report. I'd like to go back and
– Yeah, they did. They gave it back to the player that had given up number 90 when he got there. So they essentially just – he switched back. And I'm blanking on who it was. But he was wearing number 90. Clowney got there. He switched to 91, and then Clowney took it back. This player took it back. So that's what it was. But he even said in this interview, Jadeveon Clowney said in the interview, that he hasn't ruled out returning to Seattle. Now, has Seattle ruled out him returning? That's the question.
Here's another thing that I'm worried about or I'm wondering about. I don't know if I'm worried about it, but he said, you know, it's no secret. He had surgery to replace you know, he had some damage to his core muscles. I don't know if it was Jaren I don't know Reed's what the specifics were. Right? For Clowney, he had that postseason surgery.
Yep. Yep.
So the physical is everything, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's what's holding it up. So what I know this is important to get that, but isn't there something you can do to, in the meantime? Isn't there some evaluation you could make to give you a good read, or is that what's holding everything up?
Well,
is the marker going to open back up?
Like, that's what the video is. I think it's just like what Tua's camp was doing. Like, hey, look at him. Look at him dropping back in shorts and throwing the ball at D1.
Looks good.
Looks good, doesn't he? Miami? Doesn't he look good? That's the whole point of this. I mean, that's why I think, you know, he's putting out a video to say, hey, look at me. Come on. Look, I'm recovered, man. I'm ready to go.
Don't I look great?
How could you not say, like, you know, it's just like and when I brought that up yesterday when we had Christian Fulton on, when I brought up that he's going to wear number 26, I mean, look, was the writing already on the wall with them drafting Fulton and bringing in Joseph? Yes. But you don't give away Logan Ryan's number if he's coming back or if there's any chance of him coming back. You just don't. It's the same thing with Clowney. I don't believe he's going back to Seattle. Why would you – who did you say? I don't even know who.
Jaren Reed.
Sure. You're giving that to Jaren Reed over Jadeveon Clowney? You don't give up 90 if you think there's a chance he's coming back. To me, that says Seattle's moved on, in my mind.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I don't believe you do that either. So that he can say, and I know the Eagles, I mean, if you go and you look at the reporter that was a part of this, he cites that the Titans and Seahawks, Browns, and Eagles are the teams interested. And where the Eagles come from, you know, I haven't heard that until now. And, of course, people are running with it. Oh, the Eagles are in. And who knows if they really are or they really aren't. We believe the Titans are because John Robinson has said they are. I mean, John Robinson has said, yeah, we've had conversations, but nothing is imminent. And he's been very clear on that. So this is a prime example of a player that outpriced himself. You know, Floyd brought this up yesterday in relation to Logan Ryan that, you know, you have $10 million saying you're not going to take less than $10 million. That's not the way to do it. You've basically boxed yourself in. That's what happened with Jadeveon Clowney, and not being able to get him in for a physical has worried teams. And they're also, I think they've made it pretty clear, they're not going to pay $20 million a year for a player that has been hurt at many times in his career, and they can't bring him in to see what he is right now. So he's boxed himself in. Now he's trying to play damage control, and they've put him out and done this story so teams can get a look at him, so to speak, and see what happens. I don't think it really changes anything at this point. They're not going to do anything until he's able to get in physically and take the physical. They can actually watch him on the field with their own two eyes, but he can, whatever makes him feel better. But for him to say, Darren, I agree with you that he's not in a rush to sign, don't buy it.
Where have you seen where they've given this number to Jaren Reed? Because I'm sitting here looking at stuff where John Snyder, the general manager of the Seahawks, has come out and said, we have not given away Clowney's number.
I think it was reported and then retracted.
So where do you see that Jaren Reed has number 90?
I think he tweeted it out and then retracted it.
Okay.
And if he's listed, if you go to the NFL, if you search Jaren Reed and you go to his profile on NFL.com, it has him as number 90.
Well, John Snyder, the general manager, is saying publicly that they have not given away number 90.
Yeah, so there's conflicting reports.
That's the GM of Seattle. So
sure.
I would tend to listen to him since he's the general manager of the Seahawks. I'm looking at this.
But that was and let's clarify.
This was yesterday?
Yeah, but let's clarify that Jaren Reed was with the Seahawks before Clowney. He wore number 90. When they signed or traded for Jadeveon Clowney, he gave number 90 to Jadeveon Clowney. I have no idea the specifics of that, but he gave it to him and then switched to 91. So he was the original number 90 with the Seahawks when Clowney got there. And then I guess he tweeted that he had switched back. Now you're saying the GM has come out and said, no, that's not true. He said, she said. I mean, that's basically what this is. So that could mean that the Seahawks, that he, the GM, is saying that to maybe say, no, we're still in on Clowney. We still want him back. We're not giving up yet. I don't know.
Oh, I think it's clear that that's what it is. And so I don't know what happened behind the scenes. It does make you wonder what did happen behind the scenes. But you definitely hear some people saying that the Seahawks still would like to get in on it. But there's a lot of people that are very skeptical of that. I think he's there for the taking. If you want Jadeveon Clowney and you step up to the plate a little bit, and I'm not suggesting you should overpay, but I think he's there for the taking, and I think he's a fit for the Titans. I just wonder what the Titans fans think about it right now. How hard would you go after him right now?
I mean, people that I have seen tweet about it or have called in to either this show or the rundown, the shows I'm on, it feels like the consensus is they want him, that the fans want him here, but they also understand that it's got to be for the right price. They don't want to overpay for him.
Okay, but if the story came out next hour that the Colts signed Jadeveon Clowney, wouldn't there be quite a bit of disappointment on the Titans fans' part?
Yes, because you have two types of fans. You have the fans that are realistic, and if they come out and they say the Colts signed him for $17 million, you're going to have the ones that go, okay, I probably wouldn't have paid that much. Then you're going to have what I call the Madden fans that think everything is a video game and you can get any player that you want. There isn't such a thing as a salary cap, that are going to go, oh, John Robinson should be fired because he didn't get him signed. He let the Colts sign him. So you kind of have to separate the two.
I also, at this point, I don't really see what plan B is for the Titans.
It could be Everson Griffin. That's a possibility. Now he could
go back. Explain
to
that one a little bit more. I don't know much about this guy.
Everson Griffin has been with Minnesota for his entire career. He's 32. He had 8 sacks
32?
Last year. Yeah, he had 8 sacks last year. Historically, he's been more productive in that department, with 74.5 in his career. But you look at the last few years. Now he started 15 games last year. The year before, he missed some time, only played in 11 and had 5.5 sacks, but in 2017, 13, which is a career high for him. Clowney's never had above 10. He had 9.5 a few years ago when Vrabel was the DC in Houston. I know historic numbers, you can't really, you're worried about now, but
he's 32.
8 sacks. Yeah, he's 32. 8 sacks last year, though. You'd probably take that. If you miss out on Clowney.
Cameron Wake was great the year before they brought him in, and you know he got hurt. He's old, and he was. It's a hard investment. That sounds like a pretty big distance in the fall.
But you know you need pass. That's the thing, though. You know you need pass rush. They didn't address pass rush in the draft, and I don't know if that's because they thought, okay, we got Clowney, so we're going to be good. We'll get Clowney in here. Once this all settles, and we'll be fine. But if you miss out on Clowney, you have to have a plan B. And you and I are both saying we don't exactly know what plan B is, but I don't have a lot of confidence in pass rush right now with this team. I was at the AFC Championship game. We all saw it. So they still need some help there. So if, you know, 32 years old or not, if he's a viable plan B coming off an 8-sack season, then you probably look at it.
All right, Darren, answer the question. If the Colts announce today that they've signed Clowney, what's the reaction of the Titans fans?
I think considering what the Colts have done in free agency and the draft, they should be upset that the Titans didn't sign him, because I think that would make the Colts the favorite to win the division.
I agree.
They sign Clowney, the Colts are going to get picked to win the AFC South. And you know what? They may be picked to win the AFC South without Clowney. But to me, it seals that. And that's a good segue for when we come back. I'm going to give you guys a homework assignment, and I want us to talk about it on the other side. And I'm not giving you much time. I realize that. But if you could quickly jot down your top 10 teams in the NFL, in your opinion, today, top 10 teams in the NFL today, let's talk about it on the other side. I want to know what your list looks like, okay? Can we do that?
Yep. I can do that.
Okay. I think Willie he already ran off to go start his list. All right, we'll come back. Chase Stanley away from cups. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase next. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this rainy Wednesday afternoon. Now, here is the assignment. The assignment is not to give me division winners. It's not to tell me each division winner, and so they have to. I'm just simply asking you, when you look at rosters.
You want a power ranking.
I just want a power ranking. Not, you know, somebody's got to be on there because they have to win that division. I understand that. I'm just asking you to tell me your top 10 teams in the National Football League. Okay? That's the best way of putting it, Chase. Your power rankings.
Well, and I say that because, like, ESPN, CBS, NFL.com, they've all done these in the last few days post-draft. And so that's just the best phrase that comes to mind, power ranking.
Okay. Let me start with this, because this is where I am on this, but I want to see if you guys are in with this. In no particular order, I feel like we're going to have the same top four in no particular order. And then I need to know if you guys agree or if you disagree and why. Kansas City, San Francisco, Baltimore, New Orleans, in no particular order, are the top four teams in the National Football League today.
Completely agree.
Completely agree, Chase, Willie.
I completely agree on the first three. New Orleans, I have as number four, but it's a little shaky. I still don't know if everything can fall together again for them. But yeah,
what's missing?
Four.
What would make you have hesitation?
I'm a little wary of Drew Brees a year older. You know, is he going to slow down a little bit? You know, he already is getting by on craftiness, and, you know, his arm strength loses a little bit every year. He still is amazing at how he distributes the ball, but he doesn't get the ball down the field like he did a few years ago. And so what's him with another year on him going to look like?
Yeah, but I like their backup situation. You can say what you want about Jameis Winston.
Yeah, agreed.
But I mean, they got, is it fair to say they have the best backup in the league?
Yeah, I think it's very fair to say that. Sure.
And they did last year too. I thought Teddy was that, and Teddy proved it.
You don't think Winston in small doses is the best backup in the league?
And Taysom Hill.
No, how do you know? He's never been a backup before.
Well, you're right. We don't.
I mean,
know.
He lost his job to Ryan Fitzpatrick, so I guess he was a backup in those circumstances. But who's to say he doesn't come off the bench and throw four picks?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
And four touchdowns.
Yeah,
he might throw four touchdowns and four picks. Yeah,
right, that is also true. Okay, but we agree, and I had it in that order for me. I had Kansas City, San Francisco. I just believe the two Super Bowl teams have not shown anything that they're taking a step back. I mean, I think
there I disagree a little, but.
What do you disagree on?
I think I have the 49ers in my top four, but I don't have them second.
Oh, my gosh. I love what they did in the offseason.
I like their team.
Gosh, I think they got stronger.
They can run the ball, and they can play D.
Man,
they appear to have addressed the wide receiver position. If they get anything from these guys, and they just upgrade their receiver core
a little bit,
Garoppolo plays well. They drafted the guy right behind him.
I know, but you're asking a draft pick to step in and fill those shoes, and he might. But you never know. There's always an unknown with your draft picks of what they're going to do from the college to the NFL.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I think they're top four, got them there. I have them fourth, but I have Baltimore number two behind Kansas City.
I had Baltimore three.
I had the Saints three.
I have the 49ers three. I have Kansas City one and Baltimore two. Hmm. San Fran three.
Okay.
Basically, we're saying we have the same four teams. We just disagree on maybe some of the order outside of Kansas City. Right? We all have Kansas City one?
Yes. No question. Okay. All right. Well, but we all agree those are the four.
five down, that's probably where the discussion.
And this is then. That's exactly right. That's where we're going to get into. I want to know because I think the next six are, I think, are very interesting. So without saying 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I guess what I would rather ask is, who are your six? Willie, I'll start with you. Who are your six teams in no particular order? I just want to know what's next.
In no order.
No order. I just want to start with who are your six, because I think that's really what's intriguing to me. Because I think it's difficult. And I believe we're going to probably get a bunch of different answers. I think.
Well, it was fresh in my mind because we just discussed it. But I started saying to myself, well, what if the Titans have Clowney and what if the Colts have Clowney?
That's right.
That could affect these rankings.
Absolutely.
In a very question, important
question. And what if Seattle right has Clowney, right? What if Seattle has
Clowney? And what if Seattle
exactly
has Clowney?
The question that's is right now, though.
That's why I'm asking it. Because I think it's a lot trickier today.
All right. I have, in no particular order, I have, this is, you're saying 5 through 10?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. 5 through 10 in no particular order. I have the Bills. I have the Titans. I have the Bucks.
We're 3 for 3.
I have the Seahawks.
We're 4 for 4.
And I still have the Packers because they still have Aaron Rodgers. And they were 13-3. It's hard not to have them in there.
Yeah, that's only 5. You're missing a team.
I still have room for one more?
There's 6 teams. 5 through 10 is 6.
Okay, but I said Bills.
Yes.
Titans,
yes.
Bucks,
yes.
Packers, Seahawks.
That's 5. Who's your 6th?
Okay. Well, I'll say the Vikings.
Okay, so we're 4 of 6. We were 4 for 4, and then you tailed off on me. We did not agree on the last 2. Okay, so Chase, your 6 are?
In no particular order, I do have the Titans, the Cowboys, the Colts, the Bucks, the Vikings, Seahawks.
I think we hit on 5. Say that one more time again.
Seahawks, Vikings, Titans, Colts, Cowboys, Bucks.
Okay. My 6 are Seahawks, Dallas, Titans, Colts, Buffalo, Tampa. So, Willie, you didn't have the Colts in your top 10?
No, I got them right outside. I got them right there in that next group.
He had Green Bay. And Green Bay is the one that I will argue with. That they should not be in the
I line. Left Green Bay out. I don't know. I think we've made it abundantly clear.
I left the Cowboys out. I considered the Cowboys, but I left them out. To me, they're right there. I mean, the next couple for me are the Cowboys, the Colts, and maybe the Eagles is another team that I would throw in there.
I mean, the Vikings, the Packers, the Eagles were my outside, my bubble teams, my outside, and New England. Outside looking in because the New England is
that's a hard. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you do? Like, we're just ready to.
I can't put them top 10.
I know.
I think they're on the outside looking in.
So we're just ready to pack up New England and throw them in the trash, just like that.
I'm not saying that. I don't have them in the top 10.
Well, I know, but isn't that interesting? Like, we've never, in 2 decades, we would never leave New England out of the top 10 list, but the 3 of us just left New England out of the top 10 list.
How can you
say
they're
in the top
10? You
wouldn't put them outside the top 3.
Yeah, right.
Right. But how can you say they're in the top 10 when you don't know the quarterback? If it's Jared Stidham, there's no way in hell I'm putting them in the top 10. Now, if they get Cam Newton, I might change
could
my
change.
Mind.
I know. That's the beauty of it today, right? Cam Newton could change it. You would probably lean toward New England back in the top 10. I agree. So I had my 6 were Seattle, Dallas, Titans, Colts, Bills, Bucks. Like I said, my bubble teams were New England, Philly, Green Bay, and the Vikings. I don't like the Vikings. I think take a step back. They lost Diggs. They lost a lot of guys on defense. You just said it.
I know.
Those are rookies. You're just contradicting yourself.
I know.
Which side of the fence you on? You can't straddle both.
I still haven't talked. I have 9.
You sit there and you give us a speech of, you can't rely on rookies. You don't know.
I got them 10.
And then you throw them in there and say, I like their draft.
Well, I can still like the draft and say that you got to be careful relying on rookies. I know, I'm contradicting myself.
Oh, my gosh.
And let's also probably say there's going to be a team that none of us are talking about that will have it all come together.
Of course.
Always that team.
That's the beauty.
Okay, help me settle this, because this was the biggest debate that I had in making this. It was between Buffalo and Minnesota. And I'm always weary on Buffalo just because they've gotten better and they're there. And I like what they've done over the past couple of years, but it's still the Bills. So I still just – but yet
I like
England,
the Bills. I think they're going to be rock solid. I think they're going to be tough.
You do. Okay, so you both have Buffalo in your top 10. Is that right?
Yep.
Definitely.
Definitely, Willie says. That was the biggest
debate
I had.
I got the Bills.
Well, they've
been
to the playoffs two out of the last 3 years, and they got better in the offseason.
I agree.
In my opinion.
I think they're getting better.
All right, so what are your the top 10 in the actual or the –
Yeah, so now the next thing is to do your actual order. Willie, you start.
All right. I got to go with – the Seahawks at number 5. I'm going to go with the Titans at number 6. I just think this is a team that still has the arrow pointing up. They haven't had the big year yet in the regular season. I think they're working towards it. I think this is a great opportunity for them. Of course, this year could be unlike any season we've ever seen before with all the circumstances. I got the Bills next. So Seattle 5. Titans 6, Bills 7. I like the direction of their team. 8, I'm going to go with the Bucs. I think they're going to have success. I don't know if they can take it all the way, but I think they've got to be better. 9, I will go with Green Bay. You got Aaron Rodgers, you got a chance. And then number 10, the Vikings.
Okay, recap one more time. 5
is the Seahawks.
Okay, that's who I had. Okay. 6?
6 Titans.
I had them 7th.
7 Bills.
I had them 9th.
8 Bucks.
I had Bucks 10th.
9 Packers.
Okay.
10 Vikings.
10 Vikings. Okay. Chase?
I had the Bucks 5. Cowboys, Colts.
So you moved the Bucks to 5.
I did.
Wow.
I did.
Woo. Okay.
I know.
Boy.
That's,
for a guy that didn't want Tom Brady to Nashville, now all of a sudden he puts the Bucks at number 5.
Oh, it's because of Gronk.
Oh, because of Gronk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bucks, Cowboys, Colts, Titans, Vikings, Seahawks.
I went Seattle, Dallas, Titans, Colts, Bills, Bucks.
Why are you a believer in Dallas?
Look at their roster.
Their off season.
They had a pretty
and their off season
last year.
Yeah, well, you don't have the you do have the Dak Prescott, but you don't have the Ezekiel Elliott contract stuff. But you do have Dak. I believe that he'll be under center. And
you've upgraded your coach.
You've changed coaches. You've got Sherman now, so I just think Dallas is poised for a big bounce back. Their rosters.
Who's Sherman?
McCarthy.
Sherman Smith?
Not Mike Sherman, Mike McCarthy. Whoops. Wrong former Packers coach.
You skipped a decade.
Very good.
Right. I was right on Mike, wrong former Packers coach.
Yeah, you were close. Mike McCarthy, I've always thought was overrated to an extent, but he's also a pretty good coach. So he won a Super Bowl. Yeah, he had Aaron Rodgers, but I would have taken anything over Jason Garrett at this point, and I thought that they did well by hiring him. See what happens with Dak, but I agree with you, he'll be under center. I like their offseason. I like how they've built this team. I'm not going to get my hopes up as a Cowboys fan, but I think it's going to be much, much better, and they're in a division that if they don't win it by default, then fire everybody. But they totally should. So that's why I had them so high.
I am not a believer in their ability to build a team. They're going to have to show me. So I'm keeping them outside the top 10. They're in the next group for sure. They have talent. There's no doubt about it. they underachieved last year, and that's a very winnable division. But I still got to see it. I got to see it.
You guys should tweet out your top 10. I just did. Just did mine.
I've always said for years and years Mike McCarthy was overrated and was more of an underachiever with the Packers. But he's also now the Dallas Cowboys coach, and it's his first year. Look, they're just going to be different. And usually your first year, you're trying to make a nice, solid impression. He'll put in his best work as their coach. He'll get the most out of them. I think Dallas is poised for a big bounce back year. I like I said, I had him sixth and even considered him at five.
So you and I agree with six, though.
But it is the Cowboys.
We agree on something. I'm proud of us.
It is the Cowboys, and so you can say, yeah, but they always find a way to fumble it around and, you know, mess up the season. So there is that. So, Willie, you may be right, but
Ryan
I don't
Porth
know.
Piling on you right now. By the way,
all right, can we pick a sleeper team for the next segment?
Ooh,
or
I
are
like
we going?
That.
Are we going a different direction here?
Say that again.
Among the group of teams left, the sleeper team that you think could put it all together and jump up in there, but you can't. You don't have the heart to put them in the top 10 right now.
Okay, we can do that. On the other side, you'll hear some of Jordan Tutu when I caught up with him last night. That's at 1 o'clock. Chris Mason at 1:30. Don't go anywhere. More of Darren Donnick and Chase next. Hey, do you own or manage a small business out there? Maybe you're open. You want to let people know about that? Well, we've got an opportunity for you to do that. It's called Free Business Friday right here on 102.5 The Game. Yep, we're going to offer you free advertising to local businesses that are safely open and working. That is a no-cost, no-catch offer to you. So if you're listening to this and your interest is piqued, you can go to thegamenashville.com/FBF for more information. The Game Nashville, our website, /FBF, which is, of course, for Free Business Friday. Free Business Friday is our way of supporting small businesses as we get through this together. And so we would love, we did it last Friday for the first time, we're going to do it again this Friday. Jump in there and be a part of that and see if you can get on the show. We'll talk about your business. Let everybody know that you're open, you're safely open, and what you're all about. We enjoyed it last Friday, and we look forward to it again this Friday. Okay, we did our power rankings, top 10 in the NFL. I was curious to see who in the AFC South would crack our top 10. Where would the Titans be in the top 10? I had the Titans at 7. Willie, you had them at 6, is that right?
Yes.
And Chase, you had them.
I had the Titans
number
at 8.
One.
No, I had the Titans at 8.
At 8. Okay, so 6, 7, and 8. So we were all right there together. Willie did not even have the Colts in the top 10. I had the Colts at 8, and Chase, you had them.
I had the Colts 7th.
You had them 7th. So I had them 8th, you had them 7th. Willie not in his top 10.
They're right on the edge. And if they get Clowney, that changes things a little bit. I'm just wary of Philip Rivers changing addresses and then being that good to get him in the top 10 when he wasn't that great last year.
Yeah, with Anthony Lynn. Now he's got Frank Reich.
I know.
You don't think that's a serious upgrade for him?
Potentially, but he's old. He's only known one place. He's never been anywhere else.
You know, kind of, are we figuring out right now it's not really the proper thing to say that quarterbacks are old at a certain age when we've got a whole bunch of old quarterbacks, and I realize Mahomes just won the Super Bowl, but we've got a whole bunch of old quarterbacks that still keep their teams rolling right along. Right? I mean, there used to be a time and a place when we thought, oh, my goodness, you know, oh, we would never hear of quarterbacks being that old. But look, when you say old, I mean, he's what, 36? How many quarterbacks in the league are his age or older that are still starters? What is Philip Rivers?
He's older than 36.
Yeah, you're right, man.
He's a human.
He is a human. He's got a lot of kids, like at least 10.
Philip Rivers
is 39.
38. 38 years old.
He'll turn 39.
Yeah, he already he'll turn 39 in December.
That's different than 36.
It is, by 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. that's a That's a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we shall see. All right. So let's – you threw out kind of the – how do you want to – how are you phrasing this? What are we
Maybe
doing
this
here?
Year's 49ers?
Sleeper. A sleeper.
Just a sleeper? Just
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that would be a good
this
way of looking
49ers.
At it. The 49ers, all of a sudden, boom, they've burst on the scene. It all falls into place, and they are good. And you're almost thinking, why weren't we thinking about these guys before?
Yeah,
and I'll give you the team that comes to mind for me, and it's pretty clear cut.
Ooh, clear cut.
Pretty clear cut?
I think so.
Okay.
At least
Ooh.
For me. I thought of two, but this one stands out to me. I really think that the Browns, a year later, mm-hmm. could get it fixed. Their offensive line on paper
crazy.
Should be way, way better. Odell Beckham, I think, will be healthier. All the weapons that they have are pretty much still there. I think they could be way, way better than they were last year.
Okay.
I was wondering if either one of you would say them.
I think it's a very good answer. And, oh, by the way, you've left out the most important thing. What did we do all
new
last
coach.
Season?
New coach.
Well, new coach. But what did we do all last offseason? Nationally, locally.
Yeah, they're not as hyped.
The Browns. Guess what we're not going to be talking about this offseason?
The Browns.
So there's no – that you know, the shine is off. And that we're not – you know, we're not sitting here praising them and crowning them paper champions in the offseason. So there's none of that. So they don't have that pressure going on, which clearly they didn't respond to. So I actually like that a lot. I guess I don't know what's the criteria. Are you saying I have a chance to be a playoff team or a team that, in your case,
won
six games and
won
a lot more?
A team that could get into the top 10 of these power rankings. Solid playoff team. A chance with it, if it comes together, it could be really good.
Okay. How about
I
think go
there are
with
a couple of different answers too?
I like the Browns. I definitely like the Browns, but how about I go with boy, I don't know. I'm torn between two teams. One won five games last year. Well, actually both of them won five games. Ooh. It's between Miami and Arizona.
Okay.
I think that one of those two teams, I want to say Miami, but I think it may be a year too early for that prediction because we don't really know what's the health of Tua, you know, how he's going to be that first season. I like the direction of the Dolphins, but I may be a year early. Arizona's really beefed up in the offseason. You know, they got Hopkins. I like what they did in the draft. They have done a lot of good things. I'm going to go with Arizona.
That was my number two. That was my second thought. It did not trump the thought of the Browns, but I did think of Arizona in that realm. I think they could have it all fall together.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking about them, so I like that one. I'm with you, Miami, I think a year away. I think that could be a year too early. For me, this was and like we said, there could be a couple of different options with this that we're throwing out. I know this division is top loaded, gonna be stacked. But how about the Falcons? You got Todd Gurley that's gonna be motivated, coming in on a 1 year deal, or you hope he's going to be, returning home. Matt Ryan, same thing. He's a solid quarterback. Dan Quinn has to win. Or Thomas Dimitroff
has to win.
Thought
he had
to win
last year, though.
Yeah, well, he did, but I think this year for sure. Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn are out if they don't. That's just my opinion. I think they clean house. So they to me, have to get it done. I believe I was reading, and I was looking through their depth chart, that they could potentially start 11 first-rounders on offense. If it all plays out the way that it should with the signings and the moves that they have made. I think that they have, and like I said, they're in a tough division, but they have a chance to really put something together, and they could be that team.
Who Who replaced Hooper as their tight end?
Hayden Hurst.
Hayden Hurst, the guy from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about Atlanta.
You don't like that?
I don't know. I just kind of feel like 7-9 last year is kind of what they are. I feel like they're in that seven. Their window is 7-9. It's like 7-9, 8-8, 9-7. That's kind of what they are. At least under Dan Quinn.
Well, especially since, you know, 28-3. I mean, they haven't recovered.
Right, exactly. They've never really recovered from, you know, the Super Bowl loss to the Patriots.
I'm with you, though. I'm surprised because you and I both thought Dan Quinn was going to get fired, that was just a – you can lock that in,
mm-hmm.
that there's no chance he comes back, that, you know, Arthur Blank might tell Dimitroff, okay, hey, you have a year to get this fixed, but Quinn's got to go, and they stuck with him. I mean, Dirk Cutter's still there, Raheem Morris, they stuck with the staff and are giving it another chance. But, yeah, now, if it doesn't work this year, I think they're all gone. But, yeah, I like the roster. I could be wrong, but I like that roster.
Nobody likes Carson Wentz and the Eagles to bounce back?
I had them in sort of the division, 11-12. But. I had them in like the 11-12 mode, not quite low enough to be considered a sleeper. I think they're being more considered for top 10. I don't see a whole lot of people putting the Browns consideration in the top 10. I think they're, you know, that stove was too hot, you know, based on last year. They're not going to predict them there this year. Does that make sense? I just consider the Eagles in a different category. They're a pretty consistent team. They had a ton of injuries last year, and mm-hmm. they still found a way. That's a good program. You know, they know what they're doing there.
Good coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this probably doesn't fit this category. Now, who's got the best shot in your top 10 of falling out and not having a good year?
Who
scares you?
I'll go Vikings.
I thought the Vikings too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be mine.
Because as I said, that's the one that I was struggling with the most to put them in, and you know, I've done a few top tens, and you know, obviously they're going to change. I mean, they change all the time, these power rankings, but Minnesota could be the one that falls out for me.
I think Dallas, just because they're Dallas.
Yeah,
you never know.
You know who none of us. You know who none of us have mentioned. This entire time, the Steelers.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see this from Jay Glazer in The Athletic? This is The Athletic mailbag, and it was tweeted out by Andrew Filippani at The Pony Express on Twitter. This is a quote from Jay Glazer. Let's not put the words fitness and Ben Roethlisberger together. They are allergic to each other. There is no fitness in Ben Roethlisberger. His idea of a great off-season workout program is doing one yoga session, playing golf, and drinking some beer. Now, you've heard Tim Hasselbeck all the time during this off-season be very skeptical of whether Ben Roethlisberger can come back and play. So I do wonder what's going on there.
Well, if you've noticed, it's the first time they've been brought up in this entire conversation.
Yeah, that's why I bring it up now.
Yeah.
Do we see them as basically an 8-8 team?
Yeah, I do. And you know who else we didn't bring up at all, which is pretty amazing? That 2 years ago they were in the Super Bowl, and last year they had an off year and went 9-7. Nobody's mentioned the Rams. They're moving into
the new stadium.
They've got Mr. Genius as their head coach. Nobody has mentioned the Rams.
Are we going to call him a flash in the pan?
I just said it. Last year they were supposedly they were awful and they went 9-7.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Like when this story is done, I mean, they could bounce back, but I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't think they do.
Just was curious that not one person mentioned the Rams. All right, we'll come back. We'll hear some of my conversation with former Predator Jordan Tutu last night on game night, and we'll play some of that. We'll talk to Chris Mason at 1:30. Those are things on tap for the fourth and final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.